0 to 1, Book Summary. 0 to 1 is a business classic written by legendary Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel with Blake Masters, published in 2014. Thiel is the co-founder of PayPal, the first outside investor in Facebook, and the founder of Palantir, widely regarded as one of the most influential figures in Silicon Valley. The book originated from Thiel's CS183 startup course at Stanford University in 2012. Which Masters distilled into this remarkably concise yet powerful work. At just 224 pages, it constructs a complete framework for thinking about innovation and building lasting companies. Core thesis: the most valuable form of progress is not copying what already works but creating something entirely new. Going from one to N means horizontal progress, spreading existing ideas to more places. Going from zero to one means vertical progress, creating something that has never existed before. Startups are the ideal vehicle for zero-to-one innovation. Key insight 1, pursue monopoly, not competition. Thiel challenges the conventional wisdom that competition is the ideal state of business. Competition, he argues, is for losers. In perfectly competitive markets, companies are forced into price wars, margins shrink toward zero, and there are no resources for long-term innovation. Monopolies, by contrast, enjoy irreplaceable products and services that command high profits, which can be reinvested into deeper research and bolder bets. The difference between monopoly and competition, in Thiel's view, is the difference between happy companies and failing ones. All happy companies are different because each has solved a unique problem to earn its monopoly. All failing companies are the same because none has escaped competition. Thiel points to Google as the paradigmatic example. Google's monopoly in search generates enormous profits, funding bold investments in maps, self-driving cars, and artificial intelligence. Compare this to the U.S. airline industry, where dozens of companies compete fiercely, create enormous social value, yet the entire industry has historically operated at near-zero profit, unable to fund genuine innovation. The path to monopoly is not to attack large markets from day one. Instead, start by dominating a tiny niche market completely, then expand gradually into broader markets. Thiel identifies four characteristics of lasting monopolies: proprietary technology at least 10 times better than the closest alternative, network effects that increase value with every user, economies of scale that drive down marginal costs, and a strong brand that competitors cannot replicate. Key insight 2, seek secrets and find truths others miss. Thiel poses his now famous interview question, what important truth do very few people agree with you on? This question tests whether someone can think independently. Good answers follow a fixed pattern: most people believe X, but the truth is the opposite. Thiel argues that great companies are built on secrets, truths about how the world works that are public but unsuspected. He divides secrets into two categories: secrets of nature, undiscovered facts about the physical world, and secrets about people, things people don't know about themselves or prefer not to acknowledge. For social trends have made people stop believing in secrets, incrementalism, risk aversion, complacency, and the flat world assumption that globalization has already uncovered every opportunity. But in reality, many secrets remain to be found, and they yield only to relentless explorers. Key insight 3, the power law dictates that a few critical decisions matter enormously. Thiel discovered the power law in venture capital. The single best investment in a successful fund equals or exceeds the returns of all other investments combined. This principle applies far beyond investing. The most important market is singular. The most important distribution channel is singular. The most critical hiring decision is singular. Therefore, spreading resources evenly is the worst possible strategy. You must concentrate everything on the single most promising opportunity. The idea that it doesn't matter what you do as long as you do it well is completely wrong. What you do matters profoundly. You should focus on what you're good at, but only after carefully considering whether it will be valuable in the future. Key insight 4, sales and distribution are dangerously underestimated. Many technically minded founders believe that a great product will automatically attract customers. Thiel states flatly that this is completely wrong. Even if you invent a new product, if you haven't invented an effective way to sell it, you have a terrible business, no matter how good the product is. Thiel points out that sales is everywhere, but the best sales are invisible. People who sell advertising are called account executives. People who sell companies are called investment bankers. People who sell themselves are called politicians. Distribution follows the power law too. If you crack one channel, you have a great business. If you try to crack multiple channels but master none, you will fail. Key Insight 5: Definite planning beats blind trial and error. Thiel criticizes the prevailing attitude of indefinite optimism, where people believe the future will be better but never make specific plans, passively waiting for opportunities to arrive. In startups, intelligent design works better than Darwinian evolution. Apple's success stemmed from Steve Jobs' explicit, multi-year product roadmap. Thiel also presents 7 critical questions that every startup must answer. The engineering question: can you create breakthrough technology? The timing question: is now the right moment to start? The monopoly question: are you starting with a big share of a small market? The people question: do you have the right team? The distribution question: do you have a way to deliver your product to customers? The durability question: will your market position be defensible 10 years from now? The secret question: have you identified a unique opportunity others haven't seen? Thiel uses the clean tech industry's collapse as a cautionary tale. Even when the direction is right, a fatal weakness in any one of these 7 dimensions can destroy a company. Tesla succeeded precisely because it delivered strong answers across all 7 dimensions. Practical implications. For entrepreneurs, don't chase large markets from the start. Dominate a tiny niche first, then expand. Don't neglect sales. Find that single most effective distribution channel and commit to it fully. Above all, have a clear long-term plan rather than drifting with the current. For investors, understanding the power law is fundamental. Every investment you make should have the potential to return the entire fund, or it isn't worth making. A few correct decisions generate the vast majority of value. Don't spread your bets evenly. For anyone pursuing excellence, Thiel's core message is clear: you are not a lottery ticket. Your success depends not on luck but on definite planning, independent thinking, and bold execution. The future is not predetermined. It requires someone to step forward and create what has never existed before. The value of this book lies not in providing specific operational steps for startups but in offering a foundational thinking framework. 0-to-1 innovation, pursuing monopoly over competition, seeking secrets, definite planning, valuing distribution, and the power law in decision-making, these principles don't expire. They continue to guide those who want to create things of genuine, lasting value. In summary, 0-to-1 is a book about how to think about the future. It tells us that progress doesn't happen automatically. It requires someone to stand up and create something that has never existed. As Thiel puts it, what we need is not more copying but more originality. Every great company begins with one person willing to answer that question: what important truth do very few people agree with you on? Find that answer, and you've found the starting point from 0-to-1.